So you know, we're going into this these next few games here, starting starting tomorrow with a big one.
Do you look at it as a best of five series, or how do you approach the last five?
Yeah, you can look at it that way. I mean, at the same time, though, you know, we want to make sure we're focusing all our energy and attention on the first game here. We don't want to look too far ahead, because every point matters, and I think we're just going to start with that, and we're more worried about what we're going to do.
What are your thoughts on Vancouver?
Well, the way that they played us last time, we had a couple breakdowns that cost us. Discipline's always a key against those guys. You don't want to give their skilled guys more time than you have to. We need to just make sure that, like I said, we bring that pace back in our game, and we're more worried about what we're going to bring to the game instead of what Vancouver's planning.
Is a bit of adjustment focus for the full 60 in mind after some hard efforts in the beginning of games?
I think it just starts with even breaking it down shift by shift. Making sure that we start with the first few shifts, having a good start there, and then focusing on the first period. And I mean, you don't want to look too far ahead, and making sure that we have a good finish when we need to make sure that we're coming out of the gates hot, especially against a team like this. They have a lot of skill, and we want to make sure that we're bringing that quickness and that pace back in our game right from the get-go.
Balance here in terms of, you've had some time off.
Thanks.
Kind of ready to get back at it again, Drew,
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah, we're kind of playing every other day for a while there, so to get a little rest and kind of regroup and actually have a couple of real practices, which we haven't had in a while, so get to fine-tune a few things and get that energy and that enthusiasm back, we can bring back into another big one.
How settled with your line now do you feel after having been together now for a few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the chemistry is there. We've been able to produce. Unfortunately, the last couple of games, or specifically the last game, we weren't able to really generate much. So that's something that we're going to try and make sure we ramp up for the next one. Because I know that our line is relied upon heavily for a lot of offense, and we need all the help we can get right now, and making sure that we're having a good start. We're playing with a little more pace. I think we need to bring a little more quickness back into our game, and that's something that we've been working on in practice here the last couple of days is our forecheck and that quickness.
Drew, not having Dustin in the lineup is obviously a big piece that's missing, but the fact that this group has played without him and recently and had success, does that help at all going in mentally?
I think so. I mean, it's he's incredibly tough to replace. He's a big part of our team and our lineup, but like you mentioned, we did have some success. That just puts the onus on other guys to step up once again. Guys that can move up into that role, maybe play a few more minutes and play more of that physical role, and maybe add a little bit of that offensive punch that he adds on the blue line there. I mean, he scored a few big goals for us, so that's something that certain guys need to step up and try and replace that.
You guys mentioned a bit yesterday, is this something that guys can rally around? I mean, not that you guys need some sort of rallying point, but
I think so. I mean, really, we've been underdogs and underappreciated for a while now. So we've had plenty of rallying cries here, I guess. For us right now, just bottom line is it's just this one game right now for us that we need to make sure that we bring that quickness and pace back that we were kind of lacking against the Rangers there. Every point matters for us, and this is just one game that we're focusing on what we're going to do out there.